This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
The Thessalonian believers knew that Paul had previously been imprisoned in Philippi, actually just prior to coming to Thessalonica. And this fear of imprisonment, it didn't keep Paul from preaching the good news, because in his mind, if God wants us to do something, he'll give us the strength, he'll give us the courage and the safety, if you will, to do it in spite of any obstacles that may come our way. Now, we're in chapter 2 of the letter of 1 Thessalonians today, where Paul the Apostle, writing to these believers, says, verse 1, "For you yourselves know, brothers, our visit to you wasn't in vain, but having suffered before and been shamefully treated, as you know, in Philippi, we grew bold in our God to tell you the good news of God in much conflict." Our Living Bible, it says, "For you yourselves know, dear brothers, how worthwhile that visit was. You know how badly we were treated in Philippi just before we came to you, and how much we suffered there. Yet God gave us the courage to boldly repeat the same message to you, even though we were surrounded by enemies." Now, throughout Scripture, there always seemed to be those who were slanderously attacking Paul's credibility. I guess it goes with the territory that the bigger you get, the more distractors seem to surface. No pastor is going to get very far in this day and age without developing some thick skin. Now, Paul wasn't really concerned about how these lies affected him personally. Rather, he was concerned about how much such talk affected them, the believers there in Thessalonica. Now, pastors, well, we kind of grow to expect this kind of backlash, but the flock doesn't always understand this reality, and they are often, and if not generally, more trusting and idealistic. Through it all, Paul was unwilling to back off. And no doubt if he had, things would have went a lot easier on him. I mean, if Paul just would have lightened up a bit, you know, maybe wasn't so direct, not so bluntly honest, you know? Someone once told me early in my ministry, quote, "You worry about your character and let God worry about your reputation," end quote. You know, it doesn't really do any good to stress over these things that occur out there in the battlefield, nor does fighting back seem really to be an effectual time use either. It's just the way things are for Paul, for me, and for thousands of other men who serve God every day. The missionary martyr Jim Elliot, he once wrote in his journal, quote, "In spiritual work, if nowhere else, the character of the worker decides the quality of his work. Shelley and Byron may be moral freelancers and still write good poetry. Wagner may be lecherous and still produce fine music. But it cannot be so in any work for God." Paul could refer to his own character and manner of living for proof of what he was saying to the Thessalonians. 9 times over the first epistle, he says, you know, referring to the Thessalonians' firsthand observation of Paul's private as well as his public life. Now, Paul, he went to Thessalonica later and he lived a life with more than just an illustrated example of what he preached. It went beyond this illustration, it went into convincing proof. And no matter how much work in the kingdom is shoddy today, we still must look at the moral character of the worker. No matter what heat Paul had to endure, he knew that in the end he would win. He knew he had already won. Because no matter what the slanderers would say about him, he had them. You know, them, the believers in Thessalonica. His ministry there had not been in vain. They'd come to Christ. They'd committed their lives to the advancement of the kingdom. The church had been established. Paul said, "For you yourselves know, brethren," and the slanderers could say what they wanted, but the church knew the truth. They knew the reality. So play on, you troublemaker. John MacArthur, who himself had experienced much opposition, he reminds us that in the ministry, there is always pressure to mitigate the message, to be inoffensive to sinners, to make the gospel acceptable to them. but such a compromise, he says, has no place in Paul's strategy. Instead, he had a full confidence in God's power to overcome all opposition and to achieve his redemptive purpose. The servant of God preaches the truth, not for personal popularity. For when his opposition comes, he trusts in the power of God and he stays obedient to the calling. All of that was true of Paul and his companions, as well as all the dedicated preachers of the gospel. They counted themselves the cost of faithful confronting sinners with the truth and rested boldly in the sovereign supreme power of God.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.